All right. Jesus says in John chapter 10, listen to what he says, verse 1. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Well, instead of going with the exact physical understanding of this, let's look at it spiritually so you can understand. Let's say, all right, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. Let's say the gate is the spirit, the heart. All right? If Jesus is going to come to you, is he going to come through the flesh or the spirit? If Jesus is going to come to you, let's say the gate to the soul, to the sheep pen, is the spirit. Is he going to come through the gate, or is he going to climb over the fence, through the flesh? See the point? Anybody who tries to get in by the flesh, or tries to get into you through the flesh, is a thief and a robber. Right, Satan comes by the flesh. Very good. Satan comes through the flesh to take the spirit into bondage. So anybody that comes in any other way than the gate is a thief and a robber. Anybody that comes to you other than from above but tries to come to you from below is a thief and a robber. Anybody that comes other than through the Spirit and the gate. Now listen. So, in this understanding, the man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. Jesus comes by the Spirit. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. Who's the watchman of the gate? Who opens the gate of your heart to Jesus? Remember, no one can come to Jesus unless first the Father draws him. How does the Father draw you? Who's the watchman? Holy Spirit. Very good. The Holy Spirit is the watchman. And he opens the gate, and the sheep inside listen to his voice. So anybody that tries to come in through the flesh, over the fence, the flesh is an obstacle, huh? They try to climb over through the flesh to the spirit. The watchman doesn't open the gate for them. Ooh. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them. What is he bringing you out of? The bondage of your own heart. He's bringing you out of that sheep pen. He's bringing you out of the bondage of your own heart, being cut off from him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them. And his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Jesus went to heaven ahead of us, didn't he? I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus leads, we follow. And that's following his example too, laying down our life as he did. Right? Can you see the difference? And that little piece of understanding makes. Now, there is another understanding of this, but it parallels this exactly. Because Jesus came to the sheep pen, Jerusalem, and they were in bondage under the law, didn't he? They were in bondage under the law. He came in through the gate. My Father sent me. He appealed to their hearts, not their flesh. What were they looking for? They were looking for a thief or a robber. They were looking for somebody to come through the flesh. Just chase Rome out of our country. That's the kind of Messiah we want. They were looking for an idol. They were looking for one who comes in his own name. But Jesus came according to the gate. And to those who received him, the watchman opened the gate for him. To all who received him and believed in his name, gave he them the power to become the children of God. And once he led them out of that prison under the law, into faith, what did he do with his disciples? He went ahead and made a place for them, didn't he? He went ahead of them. Can you see that? And this same figure, we keep it standard because we've talked about Jerusalem being the heart of this world, huh? We've talked about Israel being the heart of this world. And Jesus came to the heart first. See, if Jesus would have appeared, let's say Czechoslovakia. That's coming in through the gate. He came in through the Jews. You understand? Of course you don't, Michael. Of course you don't. Until you see your need for a Savior, you won't. Until you acknowledge that you need a Savior, you won't get it. Until you see your need for Jesus, you won't get it. The doctor comes to heal those who know they're sick, not those who proclaim they aren't. Right? You have to see your need for a Savior before you can accept Him. And until you accept Him, you will not understand the things of the Spirit. The spiritual man speaks in spiritual things in spiritual terms, and the carnal mind receives it not. This gospel is foolishness to those who are perishing. And they perish because they refuse to love the truth and believe it. Because they're chasing things after the flesh, not the Spirit. But do y'all see this point? His sheep know His voice. So Jesus says, now here's where it gets really interesting. They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. They won't accept one who comes in his own name, the sheep that belong to Jesus. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate. Now notice, first he's telling you that the shepherd comes in by the gate. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. Now he's saying, I am the gate. The gate is the Spirit, and Jesus is the Spirit. The first man, Adam, was a living soul. The last Adam's a life-giving spirit. I am the gate. I'm the new man. That's what he's telling you. I'm the way to God. I'm the restored revelation of God. I'm not the fallen man, Adam. I'm the gate. I'm the entrance. You understand? The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The shepherd comes in, and guess what? He becomes the gate. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters in through me will be saved. He will come in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill, destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. Now we're back to the shepherd who comes in through the gate. I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. And that's the way these Pharisees were, huh? When they seen the wolf coming, they abandoned the people. They thought only of themselves. But the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Harlots. And the wolf is the devil. The wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, not of Israel, not of the Jews, speaking of Gentiles. I must bring them in also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd, one body, whether Jew or Gentile, one faith, one. And it shows you he's going to make these two flocks one, huh? I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen, and I'll bring them in also. So the sheep pen that he's bringing Israel into and us into is different from physical Israel, isn't it? It tells you right there. It just told you. He's bringing in those sheep that were in bondage under hirelings, who were under all that came before him that were thieves and robbers. He's freeing them from that sheep pen to bring them into his sheep pen. And he's the gate to his sheep pen. That's what it means to be in the Father and in, you know, me and you and me. That's what it means to go in and out and find pasture. Because there's a time to talk about you, and there's a time to talk about Christ in you. You understand? In and out. I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep who are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and they shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again, in and out. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. And I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. So what authority did he proclaim? Only what he had received from his Father. Not of himself. At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, "He's demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" And others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Now think about this, man. What is it that you need to take away from this? Anybody who's trying to reach you according to fleshly methods are thieves and robbers. Anybody who's kind of trying to come at you according to flattery, anybody that's trying to come to you according to your desires, anybody's kind of trying to come to you by anything that money, anything that fills your flesh, is a thief and a robber. But anybody that's sent from God comes through the Spirit, the gate. And Jesus is that gate. They come because they're sent by God. They're not hirelings who care nothing for the sheep. They don't try to climb the fence. They come because, you know, the person who comes in by the gate is the person who owns the sheep pen. And so, therefore, the person that's sent through the gate, and I'm not trying to add to Jesus' parable here, but you need to see it. The person who's sent by the owner of the sheep pen to care for the sheep comes in through the gate, the Spirit, not the flesh. Why is that? You know, a thief and a robber comes climbing over the fence. But if you're an authorized representative of the owner of the sheep pen, you use the gate, don't you? The quickest access to the sheep is through the Spirit. If they're climbing over the fence, they come to kill and rob and destroy. Now look around you. How many of these men, whether it's on TV or radio or wherever it is, how many of them are coming over the fence through the flesh and through fleshly desires? How many of them come through flattery and going out of their way not to bring you an offense? Most of them. You see what this is really saying here? You know, for the watchman to open the gate for me, he's got to recognize me. You know what? He's got to recognize me that I'm sent from the Master. Because he ain't going to open it if he don't know me. And the watchman is the Holy Spirit. And if I'm sent from God with a message for those in the sheep pen, the watchman will open for me. And that's why Jesus was able to say in John 7, I'm sent from God. My teaching is not my own, but from him who sent me. And if you want to know whether I'm sent from God, do God's will, and you'll know. Exactly. You see how deep this goes? In bringing you, and it's all circulating around this understanding. There are those who are sent by God and those who have sent themselves. And the ones who have sent themselves come nothing but to kill and rob and steal and destroy. And they come in their own name to take. They want the fleece from the sheep's back and they want the meat for their food. They come to make merchandise of the sheep. The thief only comes to kill, rob, steal, and destroy. And if they're coming at you through your fleshly desires, that's one of the sure signs who they're from. And if they don't make it plain, as Jesus did, and every prophet in the Scripture did, that they're sent from God, that what they have is not of themselves, if they don't make that plain, they immediately should be suspect. Shouldn't they? It's time for the bride of Christ to wake up and to see clearly the pattern of discernment laid down in the Scripture for us to be able to know for sure who it is we're dealing with and what is ordained of God and what's ordained of men. Because the things ordained of men always appeal to fleshly desires. Jesus comes in through the gate. And those sent to him will use Jesus, the gate. Those sent by the shepherd of the sheep will use the gate. Always. They'll appeal to your hearts. And you'll recognize your Master's voice in that, won't you? The Holy Spirit. The watchman will open the gate to them. You can only be drawn to Christ by the Father. And that's from above, not below. You begin to see this? How many of you can see this clearly? A basic point of discernment. What is it that these teachers are appealing to? Your carnal mind? Your desires? They're using flattery? Empty promises of money and health? Yes. Or do they come bringing the promise of eternal life and focus you on the resurrection of the dead in Christ, and that your kingdom is not of this world nor of the flesh, and that the flesh passes away? And this world passes away, but his word is forever. Where do they focus you? How do they come to you? The desires of the flesh or the needs of the heart? You see what I'm saying? This is a good place to stop. Questions or comments, please?